So we're holding up here at the end of Siman Yud. The list Halacha Sivcha Vav. Tefillin shehuchzeku b'kashrus, tefillin that was huchzik b'kashrus. Min adin kol zman shabayis shalim. So min adin, as long as the bayis is shalim, gam ha'parshiyos, also the parshiyos. So as long as you know that your tefillin was put together by a sefer, which is a mumcha, yirei shemayim, or it was checked once by a mumcha, yirei shemayim, so then your bias is b'chazaka, that was made correctly, the parshiyos of b'cheskes, and does not need bedika. Never needs to be checked. Sometimes it gets ruined from the sweat. Which our tefillin don't get ruined from the sweat. Their tefillin was darker, so it's thinner. So sweat could ruin it. But by us, it's gases. Or if he's a person who only puts on this pair of tefillin from time to time, then it needs bedika. Right? Then it needs bedika. Shnei pa'am v'chol shem shalom. Twice every 7 years. Ki yesh lochol shem and it's apshu. But someone puts on tefillin every day. And so therefore gets eared out. So there's no chash of nisapshu. Chenim nikra ha'bayis. But if something happened to the bayis, like the bayis got ripped, or if the bayis got thrown around or left in the center, something took place to it, then tzrichin gamma parshis bedika, v'chelim nashru b'mayim fell into water. Komakim im ein lo mishi yedei lebatka, if you don't have someone who can check, if a lach zel tofra, and then sew it up again, yanichem kach b'loi bedika. So it's battle, if it's his tefillin, avaloi yivarach aleihem, you don't make a bracha on them. Okay. The Kitzer in Hilchis Sima Kupcha Chesiv Gimel in Hilchis Elol over there, he brings down Anshe Maisa Noigan Livdek B'Chodesh Hazet Tefillin U'Mezuzah Shalahen Chalashe Yimtzer Shem Bedek B'Shah Mitzvah Zitaknu, meaning that the Anshe Maisa would be Noig during Elol to check there the Tefillin U'Mezuzah. Seifrim say it's not good for our Tefillin to be open and closed, therefore if someone knows that it was Taka made Kilchasai and then nothing happened to it really afterwards, then and you wear it every day, then there should not be a problem. Okay, just want to go over a few different points that we might have not have touched while we went through Chesvillin. On yesterday, what we were talking about yesterday, that tefillin achol ha'moed. So the kid ends up with tzrichin lizar and sif chavei. Tzrichin lizar shem espalam beis kneset achas lo yu k'tas menichim k'tas er menich. You shouldn't have it that some are putting on and some are not putting on. Mishbrew brings down mishayne menich tefillin b'chol ha'moed, and he's davening in the beis medrash where they put on tefillin. So you should put on without a bracha also. The Maisa, there's a question over here if there is the law of what it's going to do or not. It comes up in a few places, this is issue of this by Tachnon, and in comes up other places also. Akapanim, the Rav Moshe has a tshuva about this, where Rav Moshe discusses, he says about v'dvar laniach tefillin b'chol moed liyichidim, that davening in a chol moed and basically that's the way they put on, and their minig is not to put on. So he brings down the Mishnah Berurah over here, that brings down from the Achronim, that in one basic Knesset it's not right that some put on, some don't, as the Isra of Lois is going to do. So he's bedaik in the Lashon HaShavua. Shavua says, Ein nochoin. It's not nochoin. The Kitzer is Lashon Tzrich and Lazar. Okay, but the Mishmur is Lashon Ein nochoin. He says, why does he say Ein nochoin? Because Efsha Medina lack of Zeh Alav. Could be Medina, it's not Alav. Als the Sugya and Yivam, Staf Yidal Amrav, by Shnei Batei Dinim, Afil Be'er Achas. Could be, and even though it's in one basic Knesset, could be it's not a problem. And that's why he says, Aloshen of Ein Nochen. Also he says, maybe there's no problem, like this Goydidu, in this case, where they're putting on, and he's not putting on, because there could be other reasons why he's not putting on. Right? Maybe he forgot his tefillin at home, even though it's not Matzoi, but it could be he did. Could be he forgot his tefillin at home. Or I'll give another suggestion, maybe he doesn't have a gufnaki, and that's why he's not putting on tefillin. Right? So there could be reasons. Come on, Ramesh goes on by Arichas about this nice thing. At the end he writes, he says, Umisha Shoyal Echi Asa Lechatchila, what should he do? Lechatchila, Kishamuch Lispao Beis Knesset Shemanichan Tefillin, Uminigam Avoisav Rabbeisav Ushaloy Lanich, Mistaber, Af Achako Mashak Safti, after everything I wrote, Shemanich Tefillin, he should put on Tefillin, Me'acha, why? So he takes a kilo, like a little opposite of the svar we said yesterday from the Shevelev, but he says, so since the original minig was that everyone put on tefillin, right? He says, Ma'achashe etzim ha-minig sh'avisein ha-rabisein ha-hoya la-niach tefillin b'din vaday v'af b'bracha v'af etzim ha-rabisein the svar einim avur, it's not clear Ma'achashe ha-rabisein ha-riv ha-rabam mechayv la-niach tefillin b'chomay. For those that hold that even the Rif and the Rambam were mechayv tefillin, chemash v'kesev Mishnah, according to Rambam, he should. So it said minig, the minig was to put on. Until the Rabbanan Savroi, when they found the Zaya, when they discovered the Zaya, and the Medrash, the Sheashir, which over there, it's mashma not to put on tefillin. And that's when people started not putting on tefillin. So therefore he says, he feels that one would put on in such a place. Okay, so, and then, now Yontif Sheni, it's interesting to know that Yontif Sheni, we don't put on tefillin, even though Be'etzem, we're talking about tefillin is a mitzvah deraisa, and Yontif Sheni is only drabana. So the Rashba says, the Chivas of Rashba, Chalf Samachalf says, because Shleil is Zazel, not to be Mizazel, in the Rashba Loshans, the Chol the Tikkun Rabbanu came to Raisa the Tiknu, the Eloi Asi, the Zuli Bahu, the Sheva Atas, meaning that we find the Rabbanu Mizakin came to Raisa, and if they're not gonna tell you not to put on the phone, so people come to be Mizazel in the Yant of Shani. Therefore, with a Shabbat Tassi, you don't have to put on. Question is, if it's Muks on Shabbos Yontif, that is Machlekes, if it has a din like a Klish Melech de Lisser, Klish Melech de Leheter, right? That's a discussion also in Mishnah Berurah. Now, this, yeah.
Why do we need both reasons? If once you have Kol Tikkun, why do you need to get on to the Shemizal?
Why?
Once you have Kol Tikkun, Kendi Reis Tikkun, why do you also?
Because they're not going to be in Vatal and Mitzvah, to come by say.
That's not enough reason to
bother me. I don't think so. There's also a long discussion which comes up in a few areas in Halacha Lemaisa. If there's a mitzvah of kshira, or ksharatam laseidecha, is there a mitzvah to tie the tefillin onto your hand? One nafkamina is you have an older person or a weak person who can't put on the tefillin themselves. You have sometimes you see in the shuls they bring in. So who puts the tefillin on them? Sometimes the guy who's taking care of them puts the tefillin on. If it's a mitzvah of kshatem, then the guy, how could the guy put it on? Can you have a katan put it on? Katan is not a barchiyuva put it on for them, or a isha put it on for them. That's a discussion in Paiskim. Dar Tzvi talks about a case where someone put on his tefillin, and afterwards he realized that the shirt was in between his tefillin and his arm. So it comes out, there's a chitzitza over there, right? Now all he does, he pulls the shirt out. So if there's a mitzvah of ksharetim, came out, there was a tassel of limonosi, or you didn't do the ksharetim. It just became tied onto you. You didn't do a ma'aseh k'shira. But if there's no inyan, there's no mitzvah ukshartem, so there's no problem. So this is in Hilchos Tzitzis we find the musig that a ish is kasha to make the tzitzis. The Rambam says v'yesh machmirin that dafka men should do it. V'toyv lasis ken lechatchila. So maybe by anachas tefillin also we should say the same thing. Could be over there it's different because over there the pasuk says dar be'el b'nei Yisrael and we dash in b'nei Yisrael v'loy b'nei Yisrael. The Gemara in Kedusha makes drushes like that. Agapanim. The Har Tzvi goes on in Chelik Aleph, Simchav Gimel. He brings different rayas that it's only like a hechsher mitzvah from the lashon that man we once spoke out from the Bach that we say lahaniach tefillin not liksha tefillin. Why don't we say the brach is lahaniach not liksha? Also the halach is that the. He brings other rayas also to this. The Shever Lev, he brings a marit that the kshartam of the pasuk is not going on the kshir and the hiduk of the tefillin on the yad. It's only going on the kshir sakesha of the tefillin, making a kesha that we make on the bais of the tefillin the first time. That's why we make the bracha l'anich and aliksha. The hiduk itself is just so it shouldn't fall out of its place. He brings other rayas also. He brings the Tshuvas Chassam Sofer that's Marach on the Ged of Shlichus. Agapanim, there's a back and forth about this. So therefore, one should be careful that the shirt doesn't get stuck in the middle of the thing. It's interesting truth from the Ratzvi to take a look at. He b'chal dans up if Chatzitz is Ma'akev or not. The Rosh, the Rashba, different Rashitas, we're showing him over here on that Noise. What time is it? Oh, okay. I would like to discuss tomorrow also just the issue about covering the tefillin, tefillin shayyad that we would need to cover, and yeah. Okay, fine. We'll finish up tomorrow.
The luck is that a woman can make this or cannot make this.
Your mouse is better than
I mean, better than that. Am I using that?